Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show. I am Mary Hollis, your host and director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. Tonight, we do not have our guest speaker tonight, Elder Carla Davis. She spoke to us the last two shows and talking about her new release book, Overcoming the Grief Pit Experience. And if you were on tune into our show, she mentioned that her book is $10. It's a great. She explained and went over some of the things in her book, and it's a great book to have also on your shelf. She will be back next week, the 31st, but I'll talk more about that later. But I'm glad that you have tuned in tonight. You'll be listening to no other than I, Mary Hollis. And I want to also have some new callers in tonight, and I want to talk about the ministry. The Next Chapter Widows Ministry, it's a widow's ministry, but God has also allowed me to minister to not just to widows, but anyone that has had a loss of a loved one and is going through the journey of grief. This show also can provide comfort to you as well. But I also want to talk about the ministry as a whole. The Next Chapter Widows Ministry is a faith-based support group that has encouraged widows and now others, helped them heal in the years after the loss of their husband, son, mother, whoever that loved one should be. The ministry is coming this September. It'll be 15 years old. And I'm going to continue to talk about the ministry. What a dramatic and even scary feeling a widow or someone experience when they lose a someone. And there's so many questions. And pretty much dealing with widows, premarital counseling never prepares you to for the lonely nights, the headaches, and the many decisions. It doesn't matter whether the marriage was long or short, the loss from a long illness or unexpected accident, or how many money is or not in the bank. What matters is that the person that you married, shared secret with, made love with, laughed with, been angry with, or a host of other scenarios. And if this is another relative, whatever relationship you had and whatever, how close you were to that person, yes, you go through different journey and emotions. The next chapter, Widow's Ministry, brings that connection, unique connection, where we help you to understand that even though you lack some of these things that you're going through, lack of some widows were able to go on financially and some were not. But God is letting you know that whatever the situation, regardless of the situation may be, that he will be there for you. He will never leave you or forsake you. And our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. Widows are very special in God's sight, and also their children, their orphan. Over 700,000 women who lose their husband each year can be encouraged by this source, this widow's ministry, or our new release book that we released last year, and it has about 26 widows, true stories of how they went through their journey of grief. And this book, if you do not have a copy, be encouraged to get a copy because it will help you get through some emotional time, because you'll see and you'll be able to connect with one of those widows to know that if they got through it and they're doing better, you can get through it as well. So just know that that's one resource also, getting the book, and I am coming out with something, another, it's really a manual, a widow's manual, and hopefully I can get it published before our anniversary. If not, it'll be right after. But these things are being given and available to you to help you to get through your journey of grief. Because a journey of faith drives, even though you will still go through loneliness, frustration, all different types of emotion, tears, God is right there with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. He will put the dots. I always tell when I'm telling the story, he puts the dots together. He finds ways that he connects you with someone or that knows about this ministry or know another widow that can help you through this journey. He will continue to connect the dots. That's what he does, letting you know that he's still there walking with you through this time in your life. I'm going to read some things, and I want you to listen to it and just listen. If Jesus was talking to you today, these are some of the things that he'll be saying to you right now. Of course, you are not currently ready for every imaginable situation that we are going through in our lives. But carefully control what happens in your life, and we have no way of controlling what happens in our lives. Be constantly preparing you for both known and unknown danger. And I provide strength. This is Jesus speaking if he was here. And I provide strength just when you need it for everything I allowed you to touch in your life. Many of the future things you anxiously anticipate will not actually reach you. My promise is for things you face in the present, and it is sufficient. So when you are feeling the strain of any uphill journey, tell yourself the truth. And the truth is, I have the strength for all things through Christ who empowers me. And here are some scriptures. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything, equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength unto me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. That's coming from Philippians 4:13. This is another version, not the King James Version. Abide in me and I am in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. That's coming from John 15:4. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song. That's Psalms 28:7. I'm going to continue what Jesus might be saying to us right now. Wait and hope on me. I am your help and shield. Waiting in itself is not a virtue. The important thing is how you wait, in a resigned, impatient way or in hope, keeping your focus on me. One aspect of hope is confidence, expectation. When you're overreaching, hope is for me. You have every reason to be confident. I have promised to be with you always, even to the end of the age. Moreover, at the end of time, I am coming back in the glorious power to judge the world and establish my kingdom. While you are waiting, remember that I am your help and your shield. My unveiling love guarantees that I am always available to help you. You access this loving help through your trust in me. No matter what is happening or how bad you feel, voice your trust in me. I have shielded you from many hardships. Many of us don't always know what Jesus does on a daily basis. Sometimes he helps us from getting into an accident, or being in the wrong place at the right or wrong time, or the decision that we make, helping us to make better decisions. He's always there, so we must know that we just must trust him. No matter what is happening and how bad we feel, voice your trust in him. I have shielded you from many hardships. I will continue to protect you. So put your hope fully in me, and the light of my presence will shine into your waiting time. And here is some scripture that goes with that. We wait and hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. That's Psalms 33:20. In Matthew 28:18 it says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go before and make disciples of the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. That's what he's saying. He will be there until the end of the age with us. And Psalms 52:8 says, but I am like an olive tree flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever. We must do that. We must trust him with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. I am your risen, living Savior. Through my resurrection, you have been born again to an ever-living hope. It is vital for you to remain hopeful no matter what is going on in your life. I want to say that again. It is vital for you to remain hopeful. Never give up no matter what is going on in your life. I know sometimes it doesn't feel good. We're in a dark place. But just knowing that God is right there by our side. When storms break into your life, you can find only one adequate source of help, and that is Jesus, Jesus the Christ. He is our comforter. He's our provider. He's our Jehovah Jireh. He is our Prince of Peace. He's our Emmanuel. He's our Savior. He's our Bread of Life. He's our King of Kings. He's our Redeemer. And he is our bright and morning star. All of these things, all of these people, I am. I am your risen, loving Savior. Through my resurrection, you have been born again to over-living hope. It is vital for you to remain hopeful no matter what is going in your life. What storm breaks into your life, you can find only one adequate source of help. And that's Jesus, Jesus the Christ. And also, during your walk of grief, one of the most important things is prayer. And prayer is power. And it changes things. It changes our direction. It changes our mind. It's changing what is happening in our lives. It doesn't matter how difficult your particular situation may seem. God is your present in time of trouble. You don't have to stand back helpless and feeling helpless and hold your breath through these years, through this time in your, during the time of your journey of grief. You can make the difference, and you can make it a difference through prayer. Keep on praying and keep hope alive through all the emotions that you might be going through. And also what is very comforting, reach back and help someone else who has just lost a loved one, that have lost a sister, have lost a mother, a father, a son, a daughter, a spouse. That will help you to get through yours, helping someone else. Both of you helping each other, reaching and touching. You're not here alone for yourself. You're here, each of us have a purpose in life. And your purpose right now can be helping someone else. And that'll be encouragement to you because sometimes your situation is not as bad as that other person when you listen to their testimony, and you'll understand that your situation is not as bad as what you think. And I'm going to talk about my situation. When I first 6 months of my loss, I kept bumping into other widows. And as I... Well, God gave me the words to encourage them during this time. Now, it was an automatic thing within me but I know the Holy Spirit was preparing me and helping me to realize what I'm getting ready to do. So whenever I met these ladies, they would tell me that they just lost their husbands, and they were married for 30-plus years. Also that they have grown kids that are on their own. Even though I was only married to my husband for 6 years and had two babies, I didn't let them see maybe I was really, at that particular time, God had given me the strength and the comfort and the words to encourage them. I wasn't thinking of myself. I wasn't thinking that I was only married for 6 years. I wasn't thinking that I had two babies to take care of. I was just doing what thus says the Lord. But after they left, I felt good because some way that I was encouraging them. A few of them said, you shouldn't be encouraging me. I should be encouraging you. At least I was with my husband for 40-plus years. My kids are grown. Just knowing that whatever testimony or whatever you do for someone else, you're going to be encouraged for yourself because you won't be thinking about your loneliness, your emotions, all of the emotions that you're feeling. So spend time helping others, finding someone else that you can help, a homeless person if you have to. That encourages you to get out of that dark place that you're in at that particular time. And we will go in and out of dark places, but just keep praying and believing, and God will get you out of those places and show some light to you. I only have less than 10 minutes, so that is my inspirational message for tonight. I have some announcement I want to talk about. Also, two things. I want to let you know, I hope that you have enjoyed Miss Elder Davis' journey through overcoming the grief of a pit experience that she overcoming the grief pit experience in her book. She'll be back next Tuesday. And what I want you to do, this particular show is going to be, she's a prayer warrior. She's a founder of a Center of Hope ministry where she prays for people, and it's a ministry of prayer, and she will be praying for, it'll be a prayer time next week. So I want you to get a piece of paper and an index card and put your prayer request that you want her to pray for you. We are not going to announce each prayer request, but you're going to have it in front of you. And when she starts praying, she'll be interceding in those prayer requests that you will have. So make sure that you write it down on an index card or piece of paper, a prayer request that you would like for her to be a part of this prayer time next Tuesday on our show. The other thing is I want to talk about is our anniversary. And this is big for us. Just imagine, this is going to be our 15th year. It's amazing how time flies, but God is good all the time, and he's taking us to greater and better heights. Our next chapter, Widow's Ministry 15-year anniversary and tea, will be September 15th. At 15th year, September 15th at 9:15 on September 15th. The location will be at my church, the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church at 1879 Glenwood Avenue in Atlanta. Our senior pastor is Dr. William E. Flippin Sr. The widow, this anniversary is not just for widows. It's going to be widows and widowers, and guests are invited. Wear your pretty dress and fancy hats or your sharp suit or fancy tie. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. The next chapter, Widows Ministry, will be is a ministry embracing widows through the grief of losing that very special loved one. So we will be honoring widows and widowers and other people that would like to come that have lost a loved one as well. Please invite other widows that you may know to our anniversary. Our speaker is going to be a TV personality, talk show host, Dr. Sarah Hurd. Sarah Hurd has been one of our speakers before. She's a very powerful speaker. You must come, and like I say, you can see her on her show on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Her husband was Bobby Hurd. I'm sure you remembered Bobby Hurd, and she's taken over the broadcast. So please come out and help us celebrate our 15-year anniversary, September 15, at 9:15 a.m. at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. What we are also doing, too, we are decorating our tables. Each person will be decorating their table with decorations boards with china, teapots, or whatever, because this is a tea as well. The next chapter Widows Ministry colors are purple and silver. You're welcome to wear that color. We're asking all widows to wear purple and silver. If you do not have any purple, we don't want you to go out and spend any money. You can wear black with purple accessories. That's also acceptable for the widows as well. But you don't, other guests can wear whatever they want to wear. If they want to wear purple with us, that's okay. So please spread the word. Save that date and help us celebrate our 15-year anniversary, because it's big for us, because to get to that number. And just pray for us that we will continue to do God's will and God will enlarge our territory to help you as you go through your journey of grief. And that is all as far as the announcement. So don't forget next week to write your prayer requests and be ready for Dr. Carla Davis to come and whatever way that she's coming as far as her prayer time. But she's a prayer warrior, so just be ready for a wonderful show in a time of prayer. And if you have any questions about her book, if you want a copy, she will announce it again next week, how to go about getting it, or anything about our 15-year anniversary. Please give me a call. My number is 770-981-9118. So have a great week, and reach out and touch someone else and help someone else do whatever they may be going through, and it'll make you feel better and get you out of that dark place, and you will see some light, because you will see the blessing that you will be doing for that individual. So I will look forward to seeing your telephone number on that show. And I thank you so much for calling in and being a part of this show tonight. Have a great week and be blessed.
I can't see, Lord, what would I do? handle things all that.